A sigh of relief was palpable as the verdict of Derek Chauvin trial was delivered. Chauvin has been found guilty on 3 charges in the murder of George Floyd that occurred in May of last year. The extensive 3-week trial examined the violent incident that sparked global protests against police violence and racism. Chauvin was recorded on video, pinning Floyd to the ground with his knees pressing into the man's neck and back. Floyd was later pronounced dead. For local reaction to this verdict, we are joined by Raven Khadija, for a co-founder of the Black Lives Matter Newfoundland and Labrador, and Laura Bell Mba, member of the Anti-Racism Coalition for this province. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so I'll start with you, Laura Bell Mba. What's your reaction to when you heard the verdict?
It was a sense of relief, honestly. I called my mom, I called my dad, I called all my family members just to show that finally we were getting some sense of justice.
And Raven Khadija, for you, how did you respond to seeing this?
Hi, honestly, my initial reaction was one of shock and relief because it was really kind of shocking to see that actually such a very historic moment just took place. But at the same time, my response was also bittersweet because this is a correction to a crime that should never have happened in the first place, like arrest should not end in murder or murder convictions. George Floyd really should be home with his family facing whatever legal proceedings or transgression his transgressions would have warranted.
And Ms. Khadija, how difficult was this trial to watch?
I'm going to be completely honest. It was extremely difficult for me to watch. I was actually unable to watch the entire thing. I would do highlights at the end of every day simply because it is way too traumatic. And I have not ever watched the entire 9 minutes and 29 seconds. I haven't. It's too traumatic.
Yeah, very powerful. And Ms. Mba, this has been called a watershed moment. In what way do you think it is?
I think when we look at what happened in 1991 with Rodney King versus what's going on right now in the case of Derek Chauvin and the murder of George Floyd, I feel that those two kind of mirror each other. But the only difference is this time there's a sense of justice that prevailed. And we're hoping that this is going to be the beginning of long-lasting justice. So Derek Chauvin's trial was the first. There's still 3 other officers who are slated to stand trial in August. Are they going to be convicted for their participation in the situation? Or are they going to be off the hook? So this is the beginning of a long road ahead, and we're hopefully going to continue on the right steps.
And Raven Khadija, as one of the co-founders of the Black Lives Matter movement here in Newfoundland and Labrador, what message do you think this sends to police forces everywhere?
Oh, definitely. I think that a lot of people can see this as a type of watershed moment, but I think that generally it sends a message that you can be held accountable for your actions. There is no longer this type of blanket of protection which kind of prevents all types of accountability from taking place. And I think that it really says that that everyone with hate in their hearts and a badge and gun in their hands, you can be held accountable for this.
And as Laura Bell mentioned, the other officers will be going to trial in August, and Chauvin is going to be sentenced in 2 months' time. Laura Bell, what do you think, what do you expect or hope from the judge with sentencing?
I'm hoping he gets the maximum. So with second degree and third degree manslaughter, the max he can get is 40 years with all the limitations serving concurrently. So I'm hoping that he takes into account all the charges against him, all the evidence that was presented by the courts and what the jurors had said, and I hope he gets the 40 years. The 40 years is the max sentence, but it is not 40 years. If there was more, I would hope for more because someone lost their life. George Floyd's life is worth more than 40 years in prison.
Do you think this verdict will help begin the process of changing policing in the United States and Canada? I'll first pose this to you, Ms. Mba.
It should. I'm hopeful, but I'm cautiously hopeful because this is just one case when we're dealing with multiple departments of police within the United States. They do not all follow the same regulations. They all abide by their own. So I'm hoping that seeing what can happen when people stand up for what they feel is right is revolutionary enough for them to enact the change that we need to see as a community.
And Ms. Khadija, I'll ask you the same. Do you think that this is the beginning of change?
I think this ties into your previous question with regard if it's a watershed moment or not. I think that we need to look at the fact that one of the main reasons that this was so historical was because it literally played out in front of our screens in real time to us. But my question is, what about all of the situations where people, where Black people and brown people were killed and it was not recorded? What about all of those? As realistically, we would like to think that this has changed everything, and in a way, it kind of has changed the narrative, but realistically, there is still, despite there being a significant increase of in scrutiny of police violence since 2014, neither number of officers charged nor the number of convictions has meaningfully increased. So specifically, officers are still being convicted about as often as they're really not, and it's really about the same rate as before 2014. So we think we really need to take up cautiously, be hopeful, as Ms. Laura Bell said, because at the end of the day, we need to look at the real way to enforce actual change would be to look at the root causes of systemic racism and oppression in society.
Raven Khadija of Black Lives Matter, Newfoundland and Labrador, do you see this as a moment to celebrate, or is it a tragedy all around?
I will give you my honest opinion. It is a tragedy. As I said before, this should not have happened. And as a member of the Black community, as we say, yo, this is actually happening, look at this, we have to say, look at the fact that while George Floyd's family is ending, their journey is like ending, we have Dante Wright, whose family is just now embarking on their journey of pain for justice. And how many more of them will we have?
It's so true. Ladies, thank you so much for joining the program and providing a local spin and local reaction, really, to the verdict that came down yesterday against Michael Chauvin.
Thank you for having me.
And that is Raven Khadija, co-founder of the Black Lives Matter Newfoundland and Labrador, and Laura Bell Mba, member of the Anti-Racism Coalition in this province.